When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for Brent's Rant.
Today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. In case you needed a reminder of how important De'Aaron Fox is to the Sacramento Kings' fortunes, well, you got it last night. He did not play due to a bruised knee. Final score, Nuggets 117 and the Kings 96. Now, I'm not blaming this loss on Davion Mitchell, but I've been saying this now for 2 years. The Kings do not have a legitimate backup point guard. Mitchell is not a starter in the NBA, and when he starts, the Kings falter. All right? You don't even score 100 points. Again, Mitchell played only 16 minutes, had 5 points. He didn't get any help. Kevin Huerter, 4 points. Harrison Barnes, 7 points. But this Kings team desperately needs a legitimate backup point guard. And oh yeah, by the way, if you wanted to know how important Jamal Murray is to the Nuggets, who had missed 2 of the previous 3 matchups with Sacramento, he scored 32 points on only 15. Attempts. Again, the final 117-96. With the loss, the Kings are now 8th in the West, and tomorrow it's at Minnesota. Now, the Kings beat the Timberwolves earlier in the year in the Twin Cities. Tomorrow figures to be a very tall order against a team that is currently 1st in the West at 42-17. I got to believe that Fox will play. If he doesn't play, the Kings will get blown out. If he does play, I think the Kings have a decent chance against the Minnesota team. But it's going to take an A version. Sacramento now 33 wins, 25 losses, 8.5 games behind Minnesota. And oh yeah, don't look now, but the Lakers are 9th. The Warriors are 10th. And if the Kings don't win tomorrow, they could go back home with only 1 game ahead in the loss column over the Warriors and 2 games in front of the Lakers. This thing is going down to the wire in the West. And if the Kings are not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, well, boy, the play-in is not what you want this year with the Lakers and the Warriors hanging around. And that's my rant for today.